Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
Police officers from around the state gathered in Rockwall today to say goodbye to Greenville Police Officer Cooper Dawson.
Cooper Dawson was remembered as the guy who wanted to be the best. He was killed last week, less than 15 minutes after he left a dinner with his family, something wife Aubrey said she had to be talked into.
I didn't want to meet him that night because I was already in my pajamas and I did not want to go out looking that way. But I am so glad I did, because when we left Chili's, his last words to me and the kids were, "I love you," followed with a hug and a kiss.
Greenville Police Chief Chris Smith says Dawson fought back even after he was wounded, shooting the suspect and instructing other officers how to apply a tourniquet.
He was a true warrior. He went down fighting the entire way. He went down fighting like a lion.
The man who was accused in Dawson's death, 25-year-old Christian Sparger, is facing a capital murder charge. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meteorologist is warning ERCOT we could see an extreme cold event like we saw in 2021.
At an Electric Reliability Council of Texas board meeting, officials heard from meteorologist Chris Coleman, who predicted above normal temperatures this winter, but a greater than average chance of extreme cold events.
We're in a pattern that supports something like a Uri this winter. Now, to be determined, but that potential is there.
Despite this, the electric grid operators say the grid is better equipped than in previous years to withstand a powerful winter storm, citing weatherization and more electric providers. In 2021, Winter Storm Uri brought days of freezing temperatures that crashed the state's grid, knocked out power and heat to millions of Texans, and led to nearly 250 deaths. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is now 4:05. Now, Dallas Love Field is gaining international recognition for its cutting-edge technology. The airport's 3D LED holographic display earned the Best Innovation in Airport Passenger-Related Processes Awards from Airports Council International at 2024 Technology Innovation Awards in Rome. The spinning LED fans create eye-catching 3D images like rideshare logos, taxis, and directional arrows, providing travelers with clear guidance to transportation areas. This is Love Field's first win at the event, beating out a record number of global competitors.
You took the time to order that perfect gift online, and now North Texas Police Chief has some advice to make sure no one steals it.
More and more people are ordering online these days, with a lot more package and gift deliveries during the holiday season. Frisco Police Chief David Shilson has some tips to prevent you from becoming porch pirate prey.
Tracking your shipments, You know, having a neighbor pick up your packages for you. There's all kinds of secure delivery options available. There's lockers. And then just neighbors looking out for each other.
From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says an inmate has died while in custody. In a news release, the department says a 51-year-old man began complaining that he wasn't feeling very well. He had to be taken to the hospital, and that's where he died. While the man's name has not been released yet, the sheriff's office says he was arrested in September on a charge of continuous sexual abuse of a child and sexual assault. A number of agencies will investigate the matter.
Governor Abbott, he's in a bit of a snit over a TikTok video posted by a doctor at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. You may have heard about this. This has to do with a new law in Texas requiring hospitals that receive Medicaid or CHIP funding to ask patients whether they're in the U.S. legally and then to track the cost of treating patients who are not. However, this is not required. Patients can refuse to provide this information, and Dr. Tony Pastor, he's a cardiologist at Children's, is encouraging them to do just that.
My proposal to everyone and who's seeing this is just know that you do not have to answer this question. And my second sort of proposal is, wouldn't it be amazing if everyone who comes in doesn't answer it and really messes with whatever data that they're looking for?
Well, the governor didn't like that. Let's bring in News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton for the latest.
I love that you guys set me up with that clip. It really, you know, hearing his voice, we couldn't even play the clip this morning. It had more than a million views. But the doctor, the cardiologist, he actually took it down. Took it down because Children said, hey, you know what, this isn't, you know, it might be time to stop and move past it. We reached out to the doctor just last night, actually, and that's what he said. He said, I have decided to not speak further on this topic. I care too much about our patients to risk it. So that's where he's at with it. But when you talk about Governor Greg Abbott, this is what he said. I loved his response. And I say love just because, you know, just like you guys were talking about Jerry Jones earlier just a second ago, he's always got something to say. Well, Governor Abbott responded on social media saying, hey, Texas Children's Hospital and Baylor College of Medicine, this doctor, obviously referring to the cardiologist out of Houston, is putting your Medicaid and Medicare funding at risk. You better think twice and have crystal clear records. There will be consequences for failing to follow the law in the order. So then you have this back and forth between the Houston cardiologist and the governor of Texas. And thankfully, we have social media. So all of us are sitting back with our popcorn here for it, just kind of watching the back and forth play out.
You know, when I was doing this story, one of the things that struck me is that this isn't mandatory. A patient can come into the hospital and refuse to answer that question. So there's not really a lot that the governor can do, can he?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There really isn't at this point. You know, who's to say this doesn't change? But there was the one word when you guys were setting me up for this segment, the word ask. The hospitals are required to ask. You're not required to answer, right? And I think that's where the doctor, the cardiologist, was coming back with his response, just letting, you know, his community. And that's why, you know, he said he did this in the beginning, was to let the community know, hey, you know, this is obviously I'm talking about Tony Pastor, the doctor, but you don't have to answer the question. We just have to ask it. And you know what? He even said in the very beginning, he didn't mean for this to go viral. He was just trying to help out his community, so to speak. Should also mention the hospital, Texas Children's. They said, hey, you know what? We are going to fully support Governor Greg Abbott's new executive order. We are in full compliance. You know, his personal opinion doesn't necessarily match the hospital's. So they're kind of covering their own end as well, because anytime you throw out the threat and funding, yeah, at the end of the day, it's about patient care, right?
It kind of sounds like the governor's just upset that someone's getting the word out about that part of the law. And just to clarify, real quick, Xavier, if you do refuse to give them the information, they can't refuse treatment. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's why critics initially were very worrisome, because they're like, well, if someone needs care, they're not going to come in now in the event that, you know, they have to fill out their immigration status, so to speak. So that's why he was trying to spread the word. But these hospitals are saying, essentially, we want to take care of people. That's the oath that we signed up for when we became doctors, regardless of your immigration status. So there is that back and forth. At the end of the day, you know, hospitals want to take care of people. That's what it is. And, you know, it was just interesting to see the governor. Now, who's to say it wasn't the governor's assistant that posted this on X? But, you know, to hear the governor from his account say that or post that, it was an interesting clapback. And, you know, obviously that got retweeted and put out to the masses, and we're here talking about it now.
It just seems like this is kind of a fact-finding mission from the governor. How have the hospitals taken to this new law? Are they, I know that they're going to follow it for the most part, but have there been some resistance, I guess?
Yes, and if they're, here's the thing, they're not going to outwardly say it like this doctor did, mainly because they're not trying to bite the hand that feeds you, right? You're not going to, if the money is coming from the state of Texas, why are you going to poo-poo on this new law? It just doesn't, from a business perspective, make sense. Financially, it doesn't make sense if that's where you're getting your funding from. Have I talked to doctors? Have I talked to, you know, hospital leaders who say, yeah, we don't necessarily think this is a great idea? Sure, but they're not going to outright publicly say we don't stand by this because of the repercussions, obviously.
Appreciate the time, Xavier. Thank you so much. It's great information, as always. That is News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton with us here on KRLD. Gen Z runs from 1997 to 2012. So the oldest members of that group, they're going to be turning 28 next year, meaning many of them are about to have a full decade in the workforce, which means it's time to move up. Betsy Allen Manning is an expert on trends in the workplace. She owns a company helping people succeed in business. They're based here in North Texas, and she joins us right now. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
We're doing great. So listen, if this is true, does it poke holes in what older generations tend to say about Gen Z, that they're lazy and unmotivated?
Yeah, it's actually opposite. They're not lazy and unmotivated. They just have a different way of approaching work, and they are rising as leaders. They want to lead yesterday. We actually recently conducted a national workforce study in partnership with the U.S. Census Bureau and found Gen Zs want to step up as managers more quickly than any other generation.
Well, of course that's the case. They want the money quick. I've always heard that's a situation that is a problem, that when they enter the workforce, they automatically expect more money than previous generations. They don't want to pay their dues, so to speak. Is that not really the case?
I don't know if it's they don't want to pay their dues. They're used to having things fast. Think about it. They were born coming out of the womb with an iPad, so they literally have everything at their fingertips. And for them, they want it now. And the problem with this is they need to rapidly learn how to become an effective leader. And I think that's where the biggest challenge is going to come in. Many Gen Zs, they're being trained with technical skills, but not with updated leadership skills. And since most companies are still using outdated programs from the 80s, they're setting Gen Zs up to fail as leaders.
I know that there was also a separate survey that found that most hiring managers are skeptical about the younger generation's ability to lead a large group of people. But hasn't that always been the case? You get the older generations shaking their fist and their darn kids, they can't do the job.
Yeah. Yeah, the landscape may have looked a little differently back then, but most people, they don't just need the skills to do their job properly. They need actual leadership skills. And today, because employee expectations have changed so drastically over the last 5 to 10 years, they need what we call power skills, right? For instance, everything from effective communication, coaching skills, managing teams, delegation, time management, attracting talent, building collaborative teams, developing a purpose-driven culture, just to name a few. And if they don't companies don't invest in this leadership development, they're going to be stuck on the sidelines as companies, their competition just races ahead of them.
All right. Gen Z members as managers, how do their, is their management style, I know it's early, they're just entering this situation, but how is their management style differing from generations past, would you say?
They are all about a sense of purpose in the workplace. So our research shows that 73% of Gen Z workers need a strong sense of purpose to feel satisfied in their job. So smart organizations, they need to align leadership training with Gen Z's desire for more meaningful work and a values-driven environment. That's going to be number one for them to consider you a destination workplace. So, and think about it. People of all ages work harder for a purpose than a paycheck. But with Gen Z, if your mission and your core values don't line up with theirs, they're going to be swiping left on your workplace culture.
And if you're an older employee, and I'm looking in a mirror right now, who suddenly finds himself or herself with a 28-year-old boss, how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, understand that they're bringing a new set of skills and knowledge. For instance, they may be more equipped with technology, AI. So understanding that they will bring some of these skills in, and they may be able to help you and guide you and mentor you in areas. But Gen Zs also need to realize that they have people that are older than them that have more experience in the workplace, and to actually lean on them and have them contribute ideas for the workplace to be better because you've got more experience.
All right, Betsy, that's great advice, good information. We appreciate the time. Betsy Allen Manning, an expert on trends in the workplace, kind of these young bosses come up. Betsy, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. You said you have, what,
never.
You've never had a boss younger
I've had
than
a
you?
Boss that's a couple of years, maybe like one or two, but nothing substantial, like a 10-year difference, anything like that. So I don't know. It'd be interesting.
You stick around.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in this industry, I know they're getting younger and younger. So
I can
promise you
it's going to happen.
It will.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.